World-renowned speaker, CEO of Miracle Channel, and senior pastor of one of Canada's fastest-growing churches, Leon Fontaine is passionate about teaching you how to tap into the incredible power of Holy Spirit. Now, from one of our Canadian studios, here's Leon Fontaine.
Hey everybody, so good to have you with me. I love the Word of God. There's something about God's Word that it gets inside of me that just, oh man, peace and passion and joy. You can keep it going if you just stay in God's wonderful Word. So today, I want to talk about living powerfully. And it's probably going to take me two or three messages to walk out four verses that have changed my life. And I want them to impact you like they've impacted me. You know, years ago when God called me to the ministry, I was a teenager in my late teens, and I was kind of running from God because to me, pastoring was we had to kind of just put up with all the whiners and the complainers and the betraying board members and the things that I had seen a little bit about church and other pastors. And I just kind of, oh, I don't want to do this. Yet deep inside, knowing God had called me to be a minister of the gospel, to equip the saints, to raise up his church. And that's something that you don't decide. Only Jesus can call the fivefold ministry. And I knew he had called me. And so I just told him, I said, if I'm gonna be a minister of the gospel, I wanna be powerful. I wanna see God's, you know, I wanna see leadership. I wanna see signs and wonders. And God just dropped in my spirit, of course. And my passion has been to get the Church of Jesus Christ to where Jesus designed it, powerful, influential, miraculous, loving, soul-winning, influencing politics and business and education and medicine. And in order to do that, it requires us to be contemporary and relevant while being filled with the Spirit of God. So we call it Spirit Contemporary. In 2 Peter chapter 1 are four verses that profoundly impacted me as a young man and as a minister of the gospel. It says, and I'll start with verse 1, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained precious faith. You know, there is a difference in faith after the cross and in faith before the cross. Here Peter is talking under, and by the way, Holy Spirit, he is the one that inspired the writing of the Bible. He's the author, not Peter, not Paul. Those are the writers, but it's Holy Spirit, okay, who is the author. And here he is saying that this faith is precious. That word precious means so valuable, something you're cautious with. And it says you've obtained it with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. When you go into Romans chapter 5, there's something new that's taken place since the cross of Jesus, and that is that righteous is a gift from God. There is a gift of righteousness that has come to us, and righteousness means that you are right with God. Now, you can say, Leon, I've got failures, I've got an addiction, I'm dealing with some stuff, I got stinking thinking. Oh, I get that. But because righteousness is a gift, your position with God is that you are righteous because of Jesus. And we're always growing, renewing our mind, making our body a living sacrifice. And for the rest of your life, you're going to get better and better at that if you stay in the Word. But are you righteous? If you've given your life to Christ, the answer is yes. And so now, if you want to see miracles, it's not a works righteousness, it is a faith righteousness. If you do not believe that you are righteous because of Jesus, you will never see incredible miracles, and you will never walk in a consistency of the miraculous. You will not even be able to keep your emotions and the strength on the inside of you consistent. You will be up and down, vacillating, double-minded. Oh, you are going to struggle with the rest of your life if you don't understand the very first thing it teaches here, and that is that you have a precious faith. And how does this faith stay strong in you? Through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Through the righteousness of Jesus. You cannot have strong faith. You can't have this kind of precious faith, the faith of Jesus, that just believes and mountains move and diseases fall off and finances come in and families are restored and churches rise up and whole countries are touched by the power of God. It takes something called faith. And this faith, I'm talking about a precious faith. There are people of God rising up around this world who have a precious faith, who are locked on to, I am righteous because of Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. And I want to challenge you today that the enemy will always attack you in the area of your failures. He's going to attack you in the area of your thought life. The Bible says that Satan is an accuser, a liar. He causes confusion. His arrows are fiery. They're always attacking and they always bring pain. You know, the one thing about fire is you can't touch it even for a second without feeling pain. So when these fiery darts are coming at your head, when they hit and you accept them, okay, it's the pain of guilt, the pain of condemnation, it's fear, it's all of these negative emotions that you were never designed to even experience in the garden. And so, like precious faith, the Bible says in Ephesians 6 that faith, and it gives us a look at faith that a lot of people forget, it's a shield. When you begin to believe that you are righteous because of Jesus, then the fiery arrows the enemy attacks you with to make you lose the miraculous edge, lose that miracle that you're praying over your child, lose the miracle you're believing for in your marriage, lose that miracle that you're believing for in your career, fiery darts, just arrow after arrow coming in. And the shield of faith, when it is up, it's ding, and they're just bouncing off the shield. Ding, 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 ding. It doesn't even get to you. If the lies and the deceitfulness and the accusations are still going on in your head, then your faith is not precious and up. You need to focus. And everyone says, well, I got to focus on my faith. Actually, it says, focus on your righteousness. It says, you've obtained like precious faith. And this precious faith is through the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. So if you are struggling and you feel condemned and you've given your life to Christ, but anytime you try to stand up and believe God for a miracle, it rarely happens. All around the world, I meet people, two kinds. The first kind is they just have never really seen the miraculous. They're so full of doubt and unbelief. And they always say things like this, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Now, what they're saying is they're making excuses for all of the sin or the things that aren't where they should be in their lives. And it's a defeated comment. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. And they go to certain verses and they pull it out. Now, we understand that your behavior and your thinking is not perfect yet, which is why Jesus died on the cross for you. And he gave us a gift of righteousness. You are in right standing with God because of Jesus. Man, when this thing came alive in my heart, I would go to believe God for something, and whether it was a miracle in my body or my child's body or in Sally or in our church or needing millions of dollars somewhere, and we're believing and I'm speaking and declaring and prophesying to the wind and speaking the promises of God, that the attacks of the enemy would be, well, you know, you really haven't got things together here yet. He would attack any little thing. Even if I got angry somewhere, or if I was in traffic and I didn't do things just right, he would try to attack my mind. And I'm always growing and changing like you. But I begin to settle in on this hugely crucial doctrine. I am righteous because of Jesus. And because I am righteous, Jesus has qualified me for every promise that I need. It starts on this thing. When I gave my life to Jesus Christ, yes, I am a new creation. But what's beautiful about this new creation is that all of the behavioral things I'm working on, all of the things that get me off track, aren't the things that qualify me for the miraculous. It is this gift of righteousness. It is Jesus that has qualified me for healing, prosperity, peace, for it is him that has qualified me to walk out my destiny, to live largely. It is him that has qualified me to walk in peace, to walk in joy. None of it have I earned. And when I figured this out and just got this rock solid on the inside of me, then every time I was believing for something, I wasn't getting double-minded. See, here's what people will do. Well, let's pick on healing. I need a miracle in my body. And the word says, thank you, Jesus. And then you start going about your day, and a little bit of pain rises up out of that area. And then you realize, well, you know what? I think I should be kinder. And you know, I'm still struggling with this. And I have angry thoughts over there. And that's why God's not healing me. And you don't realize it. It's not that God is going to heal you. He's already healed you.
Even when your situation seems hopeless, there's always hope in God. As a believer, Holy Spirit lives in you, and no matter how dark things may seem, you can overcome anything through Him. In Leon's series, Supernatural Strength, learn how to access the strength and power God has provided for your situation. Stand strong, because stubborn faith in Him will take you through.
Over the decades of our ministry, we've noticed those who give, they just love greater. You know, love gives. And if you'd like to be a part of the giving family around here that makes this program possible, for a gift of $30 or more, I want to send you this series, Supernatural Strength, How to Stay Strong.
Get your copy of Supernatural Strength today.
Because of Jesus, I am righteous. And this is probably one of the most major things that has deflected for me. All the darts. Now, darts are thoughts, accusations, lies of the enemy coming at us. You see, the enemy lost his ability to accuse you before God. Now, different theologians look at it different ways, but we can tell that somewhere, somehow, Satan seemed to have access to accuse people before God. And that was stopped when you read Revelation, how he fell and how he was stripped of all of his power, all of his authority, whatever that was. It is Jesus stripped him. He has no authority, no power. Now, the only place he can accuse you is to you. He can't go accuse you to God and cost you your miracle. He can't go accuse you in the courts of heaven, because that's all been shut down by Jesus. That's why even after his death, he went into heaven, and it talked about cleansing some things there when it comes to how we stand before God. And those are a whole different teaching I haven't got time to get into. But what Jesus did on the cross was stunning. It was amazing. It was such a complete, decisive victory that it is no longer an issue with God. Okay, about the things Satan can accuse you of and find little things or big things that you've done wrong. Because once you lock on that I have precious faith because I am righteous through Jesus. This verse 1 of 2 Peter chapter 1 needs to be reread and reread and spoken out of your mouth and spoken out of your mouth so that you can begin to pray effectively. So many people watching me today have never developed a prayer life that actually brings miracles. It's a defeated life. It's an unhappy life. It's always begging, bugging, and pleading with God, trying to get these things to happen, because you're coming from a perspective of, I need God to heal me. I need God to prosper me. I need God to answer my prayer. Guess what? As we proceed through this in the next couple of days, you're going to find that He's already answered every prayer by giving us all things. It's just yours. He's handed us all things that pertain to our lives. And so everyone thinks that when we pray, that God has to make a decision. And maybe He gets the angels around Him and He says, okay, you know, Gabriel, or maybe the apostles, Peter, you know, John, come here. Leon's been asking for this. What do you think? Should we give it to him? And well, let's take a vote. Well, the 12 apostles say yes and 12 angels say no, or we have this crazy picture in our head. But here's the thing, why Jesus is so incredible and why I love him so much is that 2,000 years ago on the cross, he died in my place. He took the curse of the law, became a curse for me. The Bible says that he took sin, he became sin, and that he has given anyone who believes on him this gift of you are righteous. And so when someone says to me, Leon, are you a sinner? I always say, no, I am a righteous man. Now, if they ask, well then, are you saying that everything you think and do is righteous? No. No. There's times I make mistakes. And the word sin, the most common word, hamartia, literally means to miss the mark for God's best. Do I miss the mark for God's best? Yes. And we interpret that as sin, meaning that we do, yes, we sin every day, we miss the mark every day. But here's what's interesting. Those missing the marks, those sins that you do every day, aren't costing you unless you're letting this get into your heart. Because what you believe in your heart and what Jesus is saying is that it doesn't say you have obtained precious faith through living clean and doing no wrong. You've got precious faith. No, it says we have obtained precious faith through the righteousness of God in Jesus, our Christ, our Savior. Through what? Through this righteousness of God. There is a great struggle that I notice around the world. I am teaching in churches and conferences around the world, and I'm seeing everywhere I go that a large contingency of the church have bowed down to the attacks of teachers who are attacking literally righteousness, meaning you are a rotten, dirty, good-for-nothing sinner, and you are a sinner barely saved by grace. It's like, you know, even the songs we sing about grace, mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. That kind of stuff will get you killed. You see, knowledge is crucial. We're gonna be talking about this in our next session as well, but people think stuff like, well, you know, what you don't know can't hurt you. That is so wrong. What you don't know is killing you. As you look over the years of different diseases and things that doctors and scientists did, the things they didn't know was killing them. Even when ships set sail from the European continent over for the New World, and if they were too long at sea, and these men begin to die of scurvy. And it was a brutal way to die. And I mean, they died and they tried all of these things. And then at one point they found out which vitamins were lacking. And they begin to stack limes and different things on. And the simple little thing kept thousands upon thousands of sailors alive. When you don't know, it can cost you. The Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And so when I dive into the Word of God, I want to know Jesus. I want to know His Word. I want to know me and what He's done for me. I want to grow in this precious knowledge. So one of the first points we're going to share is that you've got precious faith that works. You know, if I say, oh, this is my car, it's precious. It's, the word precious is like, literally, how do you even put a value on it? It's just like, wow. But if your car doesn't run and doesn't take you anywhere, it's not that precious. It's not valuable. You're kicking the door going, you piece of junk. You don't even run. When it says precious faith, it means you found something so amazing because it works in your marriage and it works on your body and it works on your mind. It works between you and God. It works on the generations coming after you. This precious faith, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. This faith is precious. It works here on the planet. It works in the spirit world. It works in the mental world. It works in hell. It works everywhere. Faith, this precious faith, works. And we've obtained it through Jesus. This faith that Jesus has, we have this precious faith. And we are righteous because of what Jesus did. I want to go on to my other points, but I think I'm going to just close with that area there, that you are righteous. Now, what you need to do every day is take this verse for the next week and change it a little bit into a confession. For example, It says here, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, how can I say this in a way that it means something to me? Because the word that you speak and meditate on needs to create new pictures. It needs to have a new thinking. It needs to create new dreams, new visions. The language of Holy Spirit is dreams and visions. When you speak the word, it should cause you to see your life differently. And so what I do when I'll just tell you what I do when I see this verse. I look at this and I just say, Father, I want to thank you. I have precious faith because I am righteous through Jesus. It is a gift that is mine, and precious faith is mine. And with faith, it changes anything on this planet. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I've got precious faith. Faith that works. Faith that pulls down mountains. Faith that changes anything on this planet because of the righteousness that is mine. It's a gift of righteousness. And just keep saying this different ways every day until this revelation takes a hold of you. And everywhere you go, you know it's a done deal. What is? I have precious faith. I've obtained it because I gave my life to Jesus. And I am righteous. And I am, the Bible says here that to the saints at Corinth. You know, every time that Paul wrote a letter, he didn't write it to the sinners and Corinth, to the sinners at Galatia, to the sinners in Rome. He always said to the saints. And yet we have preachers that knock us to say, I'm a saint. Well, if everybody in the church was saints because of their position in Christ, then we are. And if you'd stop calling yourself a sinner, because that's not your position. Your position is saint. I have 5 children, and their last name is Fontaine. When they were young, and they made mistakes, and they did things that really wasn't Fontaine-like, I didn't remove the name and make them, you know, stay outside. They can't sleep in their bed. They can't eat with us at the table. No. That name is theirs from birth. Nothing will ever change it. Their position is, their identity is, you're a Fontaine. Now, because you are born again, things don't change. You are in God's family, born into His family. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. It is by a gift because of what Jesus did. It is His sinlessness, His behavior, His dying on the cross, all that He did, His death, His burial, His resurrection, His ascension to the throne of God, the right hand of the Father. These revelations are what anchor me in that I've got faith. That is precious, remarkable faith that works instead of so many Christians that can't get it to work. We're going to talk some more about this. Don't miss the next session. I hope that as you hear God's word, something on the inside of you begins to grow and be strong. When you hear the word of God, it should never make you fearful. God's word and His Spirit will never make you worried or anxious. If you read or hear a preacher that it causes anxiety and fear and worry, it's the wrong spirit. Even if he's quoting and reading the word, his doctrine might even be okay, but it's the spirit that is behind it. The Bible says we don't have a spirit of fear. We have a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of a sound mind. And as you continue to find the messages that we are teaching here and all the teachings, I want you to know, let the Word of God come in and renew your mind. And then as your mind begins to focus on the principles of God's Word, who you are, who Jesus is, who God is, who the devil is, and then what you can do, what your legal rights are, does it mean when you are in Christ, you are in Him, that's your legal rights, but then Christ is in you. Not only now it's not just the legal rights, it's the abilities that you have. You know, it's one thing to say that a policeman has the legal right to stop that car. Okay, he has the legal right to stop a vehicle on the road. Now, the other question is, does he have the ability to stop it? Because if that person chooses to not stop, what can he do? Well, those cars have, they got rumble strips or strips where they can run over spikes. They've got cages built on the front of their vehicle to stop that car. If they have to, they have shotguns and weapons and rifles. They have ability to stop a car if they need to do it as well. And this is the beauty of when you begin to know the new covenant. You'd better understand that it is all anchored around this teaching of his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his seated at the right hand of the Father. As you hear his word, it's going to change you. And you're going to be realize that not only is there a legal side to my following Christ, there's legal authority I now have, but also Christ is in me, which means there's an authority, that there's a power that flows out of me. I pray that you'll keep following and learning and growing. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, pray this powerful prayer that only you can pray for yourself right now. It goes like this. Just say, Jesus, I choose to trust you. I'm going to follow you. I choose to make you my Lord, my Savior, come into my heart, my life. From today and on, I'm following you. Teach me your ways in Jesus' name. Amen. You just started the most exciting journey. Keep following the program.
If you just prayed the prayer with Leon, we want to connect with you. Contact us so we can help you with the next steps of this exciting journey. You've been watching Leon Fontaine's The Spirit Contemporary Life. For more episodes or to hear more from Leon, visit leonfontaine.com. If this program is making a difference in your life, consider becoming a partner today. Your giving makes it possible to reach people around the world in multiple languages. And as a thank you, we'll send you this free resource. And don't forget to follow Leon on social media